Here to talk with me about the First Black Girls Think Tank is Fran Fraser, who is the founder of Rise, Sister Rise, which created the Black Girls Think Tank. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Debbie.
And also with me is Peyton Williams. She's a 17-year-old senior student at Academy for Urban Scholars. That's a charter school here in Columbus. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Fran, tell me how your group decided to start the Black Girls Think Tank.
About 5 years ago, I was the principal investigator, or am the principal investigator, of a body of research called Rise, Sister Rise, which looked at 410 African-American girls in four cities, looking at issues of trauma and resiliency. So there were a group of women in Columbus who really wanted to do something with that data. And so over the past 5 years, we've had girls' conferences, workshops. We've partnered with organizations like Central Community House, COSI, National Coalition of 100 Black Women, and decided that maybe we wanted to find a way to make sure that the voice of Black girls was actually going to be heard. And so we wanted to use the data to make that happen.
Okay, so tell me, what did the data show?
Well, actually, the data showed quite a bit. In Columbus, we surveyed 101 Black girls, ages 11 to 18. And so the data showed a couple of things. One, that our girls are mostly traumatized by the issues that are going on in their homes, in their communities, as well as in their schools.
Now, Peyton, tell me, you know, what are some of the issues in your life that you find difficult to deal with?
Well, personally, in my life, there are a number of things. For one, mental illness is something that my family has always had to deal with. We have disability, mass incarcerations, and then just the environment that we grow up in and are expected to be in 24/7. That's just, it's not a safe environment.
You went to D.C. recently. Tell me about your visit there, and do you think that's going to be helpful then in helping your group?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's going to be definitely helpful. For me, going to D.C., when I found out, I think I had one of the most dramatic reactions, just because me, a girl like me, I would never dream to even go to D.C., walk in the White House, meet Congresswoman Joyce Beatty, and do all the things that I did. But being with this group, it gives me hope that I can actually do these things. And for the rest of the girls, like, yeah, sure, when we're young, we all say, we want to go to the White House, we want to go to D.C., we want to do these things. But to actually make that dream a reality, it was just heartwarming and extravagant.
Why is this so important, do you think, for girls of color?
It's important because, like we said, there are a lot of groups out here for African-American men that are trying to build them up, just because it is hard out here, especially for us being African-American youth in general. But for African-American girls, it's always, oh, well, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to get good grades. You're supposed to go to college. But we're never taught and we never have that support system. So, like, whenever we do fall down, we tend to stay down for a while just because no one has ever taught us how to get back up, and no one has ever, you know, helped us back up. That's why I said one of the most important things to me about this think tank is that we are a sisterhood. If one of us falls, the rest of us are there to catch us and to help us back up and to get us back on our feet.
I've been talking with Fran Fraser, the founder of Rise, Sister Rise, and also the group that created the First Black Girls Think Tank, and also Peyton Williams, a member of that think tank. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.